John a call. I told him, I said, you know, you're the best at this anybody ever was. You know,
he really is, isn't he?
They throw all those zingers in there. I mean, they even Terhorst wasn't giving him any softballs.
He gave him one, but the rest of it wasn't. The contrast is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's the way it goes.
The press panelists, they do a better job than the other shows.
Well, they dig in more, yeah. How did they, but didn't you think he did well? I thought his quotation from Hamlet was really a good one, too.
It was marvelous.
For that kind of an audience, and also his saying that he's going to stay in the Democratic Party. He's going to work for Democrats for the House and the Senate. You know, that's really a zinger. The Republicans won't like it, but it's exactly the right line.
Well, and his thing about the supporting Agnew, you know, if being controversial precludes the nomination, then the Democrats better reconvene their convention.
That's right. That's right. Very good. How did the other one come out? Did you watch the other one? Did they give him any hard ones?
No.
Just about what we anticipated.
They bobbled around a lot on how you're going to camp. Well, they hit him on the stuff of your problems in Illinois and all that. But it's all embarrassing stuff to him, and the union question and Truman and Johnson. They made the points that he has has a hell of a lot of problems on lack of support. The way he plays that back is that he has no doubt that Daley will support him and that he does want the support of Johnson, although he won't change his position any, that they can disagree on certain things. Their standard line, both he and Eagleton put out on the union thing, is that of the 13.5 million union members, at least 10 million, unions representing at least 10 million, will have endorsed them by Labor Day. So that's one we can, if they do, why fine. If they don't, why we'll have a
job
on that.
Well, suppose they get 10, they're not going to get that money.
No, and they hit Eagleton on that. They didn't follow up McGovern on it, but they did. Eagleton, they said, well, you know, are you implying that you're going to have 10 million labor people back? And he said, oh, no, I can't claim that, who the party endorses is. Who the union endorses is who the members will vote for. They asked him how he explained the Gallup poll, the fact that he lost ground at his convention, and he says, well, you can't measure that soon after the convention, and I don't listen to polls anyway. Eagleton said
that's the only way to handle it, huh?
Same thing. And
sure.
Said the poll's been wrong on McGovern all year anyway. Then they got into quite a long thing on Vietnam with McGovern.
Did they hit him on the Greek thing?
Nope. Never mentioned it.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I was so glad Connally raised it.
Connally did it well, too.
He brought it in.
Really murdered him on it.
Well, they didn't raise it with him either. He just brought it in twice.
I know. He brought it in twice. But you notice how they didn't raise it. They gave him one answer on defense, at least. Foreign policy, yeah.
They didn't even mention Greece, but they got into the Vietnam thing, hitting the point that Connally criticized for sabotaging the peace talks.
Yeah.
He said that over the last 8 or 9 years, my assessment's been better than the White House. I'm skeptical of learning anything, but I will take the briefing, and I'm willing to sit down and talk to Kissinger and see what he has to say.
Yeah.
And he says, but my record's not too bad in predicting things in Vietnam. Well, we can hang him on that.
Oh, boy, I'll say. He said they'd have prisoners for... Right.
And then he made the point that we could have accomplished whatever we're going to do in Vietnam, we could have done it all 4 years ago. Eagleton got rougher than that, and this is a line they're obviously going to use. Where he said that, first of all, I'll make a prediction. I will predict that President Nixon will have all of the troops out of Vietnam and the war over by November. He said, I am convinced that that's part of his election year plan, that he has a very specific plan for this election year. He had his schedule of his trip to China and his trip to Russia, and he has a plan to pull the troops out at the time that will give him the maximum political advantage. Then they said, well, if it's over, doesn't that nullify the issue? And he said, well, no, because then he'll have to explain why he didn't settle it earlier.
Yeah.
And, bounce back.
They aren't going to win on that issue, Bob.
Oh, hell no.
No.
That's the line they're going to...
Because Connally really hit the other line, that not only the peace talks, but that he wants to surrender.
Yeah. Well, Connally was beautiful on that.
Yeah.
On the Vietnam, the surrender and what did he say?
Yeah.
An awful good line.
That's right.
But they waltzed around on why he would keep troops in Thailand, and he kind of waffled on that.
Did he say he was? was or wasn't going to?
Well, he said he would, but he said
well, all in all,
the reason he would is because there's been no request from Hanoi to remove them.
Did they raise the debate question?
Yeah.
What did he say about that? Did they raise the point of his change of position on it?
No.
God almighty.
They didn't raise it with McGovern. They raised it with
Eagleton.
Eagleton.
Yeah.
And they didn't get into the...
Well, that's all right. What Eagleton says is irrelevant. It really isn't going to matter that much. You know what I mean? He isn't going to make that much news. Well, as a matter of fact, McGovern isn't going to make much news out of what he said, is he?
No.
What'd you say?
They said, would you end all aid to two, military and economic? And he said, yes, at least temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said, in the future, we would have some responsibility to help rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him if his new income redistribution plan was ready, and he said no, that he's been spending a lot of time studying the failure of the present thing, and he's convinced we're in a terrible mess on welfare,
mm-hmm.
that this administration's made no progress at all. But he's very impressed with the complexity of it, and he just doesn't have his proposals ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he brushed off his $1,000 as being just one of several proposals. Mm-hmm. He said the tax credit system might be more practical. And we have to have a fundamental program of taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right.
And,
unfortunately, then they didn't, from our standpoint, they didn't get any, what reporters were on? Did he have anybody that was really, bore in?
Shoemaker, Broder, and Morton.
Well, Christ, there wouldn't be no... Broder ought to have hit him a few times.
But he did. Broder asked sort of... Broder didn't get on very much, and he asked the...
sort of the...
Oh, well, he asked...
Softballs?
He asked some of the good stuff. The why is Daley left you? How are you going to get the Democrats back?
Yeah, the political questions.
You don't have any money. How are you going to get any money? Truman and Johnson not being at the convention.
Yeah. So, that's that. Well... Anyway, I think our boy was better.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
He comes on so much better.
That's right. Comes on better than McGovern, certainly.
He did an awfully good job on his whole.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Good. So you say it's pretty hot down there, huh?
Yeah.
They say it's the worst day. This is, up here, it's really awfully warm here. I have scarcely stepped out. It's so damned hot.
Yeah, well, there was a lot when I left there this morning.
I'm going to go swimming, though. That'll save me.
Yeah.
Right.
That's miserable everywhere, I guess.
You know, when you come to think of it, we're just very fortunate, though, to have Connolly, don't we, as the lightning rod for our own people.
Yeah.
And to keep this prod in there and the Democrats.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you haven't done it, you ought to tell Connolly he did well. I mean,
I have a call in tonight.
Great, good. Okay, fine.
Okay.